Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is time to build rural wealth this morning. Dan Miller with me. Dan, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Nice to see you.
Well, nice to see you. This is a special day for us.
This is a big one.
It is. It's a special day for us. I tell you, for the first time in over a year. We've got the gang all back together, minus one, but she'll be back tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
But we're pretty thrilled that Marcus, of course, is back in the office with us and here with us today. And then Ashley's come back, spending a week here in the office with us, which she periodically does, comes back and spends some time. And Diane is out at the state fair today. She's got some grandkids showing hogs, I believe she said.
Well, there you go.
But she'll be back tomorrow. So, yeah, we got the gang all back together, and that really feels good.
I didn't know what was going on this morning, and I look out there, and lo and behold, Dan walks in. But then Marcus Taylor. Marcus, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be back.
Well, you don't know. It's very nice to have you.
Yeah,
Nice to have you back. Ashley Franco with us as well. Ashley, how are you?
Doing good.
You did get everybody together.
We did, and I got to tell you, I invite all of our clients that haven't seen Marcus or haven't seen Ashley in person to stop by and say hello this week or through Thursday. Ashley will be here through Thursday. So, stop by and say hello because, it feels so good to have the gang all back together.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly where you want to go with our conversation this morning, Dan, maybe a little different. You know, one of the things we talk about, Dan, a lot is it's not about the money necessarily and financial component, but it's about family and being together and
it
enjoying
is.
Things. And you know what? When you have the opportunity, it's been more than a year.
Yeah,
since
absolutely.
You've had everybody, and far more than a year since I've had the opportunity to visit with Ashley and Marcus at the same time. So this is a pretty cool event.
It is. It's pretty neat. We realized that when Ashley was going to be back this week, and we realized that's the first time that Marcus and Ashley have been here in the office together for a long time, and we thought we ought to bring them out here. And Aaron, what you said is so important to Denise and I and Caleb and everybody in the office is the concept of family, and it goes right down to our clients too. I mean, we all talk about our client family, and it's very important to us, and so. I mean, I'm just going to say it. These guys are both the same age as my kids, and they're not my kids. They're my coworkers, but I feel like they're family and always will.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk. I want to start with Marcus. Can we visit Marcus
Absolutely.
A little bit?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Marcus, this is KCSI.
Yes, great. I walked in and it looks different. I love it.
Yeah,
I think you guys have done great in the last year.
Thank you. We've made some changes for sure.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So it's been a year.
Yeah.
More than a year. Yeah. And I don't know how much but thank you for your service. I'm just going to start and say that because
I really appreciate it.
It is a tremendous sacrifice for not so much for us necessarily, but for you
and
your family. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
I don't know what you can tell us about your last year, if anything, if you want to, but walk me through that a little bit from the send-off and kind of what happened through the course of next year that you feel comfortable talking
sure.
about.
Sure. Yeah. So, definitely last year's been tough. Lots of, obviously, me and my family have always been prepared for this. At the time I had left, I'd been serving about 13 years. And so we always knew, there's a chance, possibly deployment, activation for other duties or whatever. But over the last year, we had an opportunity to do about a month of training, so we had a good send off, lots of family, coworkers. So took some time off, spent time as a family in preparation for that, but left behind my wife while she was pregnant,
that was the
biggest challenge to navigate, for us, we had our first child, Colson, and we were just ready, and we said, well, there's no timing anything, you know?
Right.
No timing. So we, you know, we kind of just had planned to try to have a baby. It worked out. And, you know, then we said, oh, no, what are we going to do? So, but, yep, so I had about a month of training, spent some time overseas, you know, which for a really long time was a good experience. You know, got to meet a lot of great people, got to do a lot of cool things, see stuff that no one else probably in their entire life will ever see, you know?
I'm sure, and then, that's probably the truth. Yeah.
And then, of course, things changed, and then we really got to see things that no one else will probably see in their entire life, and then now, you know, back home. But, yeah, it was over a year, you know, of total time just being separated from family. And, of course, for work, you know, that also meant I had taken a month off to be with my family before I left, and we got a do some quality time, kind of explain to Colson what was going on, things like that. But then when I got back, I was, you know, took another 2 months off. Yeah. So, you know, total time from work was a lot of time off work. But I've been really grateful, you know, the whole team at work was able to hold down the fort. They were able to, you know, keep things going, pick up some of my slack, meet with clients and things like that. But, yeah, I've been back just over 2 weeks now, so this will be the third week back. So,
all right, back and settled in and ready to go, huh?
Yeah, dusting off some cobwebs, that's for sure. Yeah,
and I will tell you, Aaron, it feels great to have him back in there. I mean, of course, my role in our business now in our firm has changed quite a bit, and it shifted, of course, while Marcus was gone. I kind of shifted back into an active role, but you know, my role is more management now. And for me to hear he and Caleb especially interacting about with clients and in regards to clients, our investment portfolios and stuff. I mean, I'm just, you know, and I can hear a lot of it from my office, and it is just so awesome. I mean, I can hear this, and then I hear Caleb, you know, interacting with Ashley on the phone too, you know. Yeah. And I mean, it brings a real sense of pride for Denise and I to hear that.
Yes, absolutely. It's a lot of work, Dan, to make those things happen.
Well, it is, but absolutely. I mean, it is so awesome to have them back.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Ashley a little bit, because Ashley has transitioned over the last, has it been a year, Ashley?
Since January.
Okay.
Yeah, since January.
Back to Colorado.
Yes.
And doing very well in Colorado, I understand.
Yeah, we're absolutely thriving. My little boy, he's crawling now, so.
Yeah.
Definition of thriving.
Yeah. So it's more busy. It's more active, right? Busier exactly. whenever you have, when they start crawling. But you still have clients that you visit with through technology here, and you have clients in Colorado, right?
Exactly. So we always open to doing hybrid meetings. That's worked well for a lot of people. Still love that face-to-face interaction. So you can say, hey, if you want, you can still come into the office. I'll be pulled up on the computer, but Diane, Amy, they're sitting in holding your hand, and we're walking through everything together. So you kind of get a hybrid version of both the face interaction, but then also that service. We do total Zoom meetings as well. And then, kind of shifting and focusing on building up that Colorado base as well. Fingers crossed that's going to just keep thriving.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Ashley, can we share the...
Yeah, I think
we're safe to share. We've got some pretty big news, actually.
Well, I don't know if I can handle it anymore.
We should have talked about it a little bit before we came out here, but I think we're pretty safe to share it, I think.
So we are going to partner with a local bank called Ray State Bank, and we're opening a satellite office there in Ray, Colorado.
Say what?
Yes, we are.
This has literally just come to fruition in the last 2 weeks, really.
No way. So you have a satellite office in Ray that you'll be at, obviously. Yes. Wow. Well, things are going well.
Yeah. Oh, I got to tell you, you know, again, speaking like a proud parent here, I guess, but I am so proud of Ashley and the relationships that she's built out there, and you know, the opportunity that she has propagated, or I don't know how you want to say it, out there. And we've had some calls and we've had some interaction out there, and we're just kind of finalizing the details now, and I don't know. We're talking sometime in September, probably.
Well, that's coming right up soon, then.
Ashley will be located 3 or 4 days a week inside the Ray State Bank.
Yes.
Are you excited about that, Ashley?
I am super excited. Don't get me wrong, working remote is great. It creates that flexibility, but I do miss that face-to-face conversation, those handshakes. I think this is going to be awesome.
But to all of the clients here still available, you'll still be available to them. You'll just be in your digs at the your new
office,
right?
Yeah, it really won't change anything as far as the relationship with our clients here with Ashley because, she can work remotely for our Red Oak office from the Ray office, from the Ray State Bank office. But then she'll also have the opportunity to meet face-to-face, just like she said, with clients there. And the bank is so excited to get her there. I mean, they're excited about it.
Yeah, and we're hoping to really dig into some educational events and kind of expand upon those as well as some community outreach as well. So it's kind of unique because growing up in a place, you see things through the lens of a child. Mm-hmm. Now coming back to my hometown as an adult and have some experience of life, it's kind of a unique perspective to come back and be able to provide something of value to that community there. So it's really exciting.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yep. So actually the roles will reverse a little bit too because I and members of the team will be going to Ray once in a while too to help her. So the
resort close to there. I may need to make a trip to Ray, Colorado. We should do the show from there.
You can't even see the mountains, unfortunately. So it's about 3 hours from Denver. So
yeah, that's closer than here.
There you go. That's true. That's closer from here. That's true. Very true.
So one of the things, and by the way, Dan Miller with us this morning, Marcus Taylor. You heard that right. Marcus Taylor and Ashley Frankel all in the studio.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. So we have Marcus back with us. Ashley is opening an office in Ray, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah.
Dan, you are like a proud papa.
I'm so pleased, Aaron, here's the thing that is, this isn't me. This isn't me doing this. This is the team doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I may be, making sure the D's or the T's get crossed and the dots get, what is it?
T's crossed
and dotted in the background. But I mean, they're doing this. I mean, Ashley is especially, the Ray, Colorado office. I mean, Ashley is taking this bull by the horns and she's going for it. And of course we're going to have, we're going to fully support her. And I mean, just like we supported Marcus while he was gone and now he's back. And like I said, to hear that chatter again and them talking about stuff
just warms your heart.
It does. Yeah. And knowing that it doesn't have to be me.
Yeah.
Knowing that it doesn't have to be me because it leaves me opportunities to try to build and fine tune behind the scenes and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still around and I still meet with clients.
You're not going anywhere.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Dan's retiring. No, let's
not
start.
No, I'm not. And I have people ask me that.
Let's not start that rumor.
Hey, I built that nice building. Yes, I want everybody to enjoy it, but I'm going to enjoy it too a little bit too. So.
All right. Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit to Marcus because it spurred a thought. Modern communication.
Yeah.
I think at this point, everyone is completely accustomed to Zoom meetings, Zoom calls, whatever. Pick your choice for digital platform. Were you able to communicate, Marcus? I don't know how much of that you can talk or how much through the course of your deployment. Could you communicate?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Yeah. Fortunately, in this day and age, it's a lot different than what communication used to look like. Yeah. So I'm very fortunate in that sense that communication was pretty regular back home. It was just one of those things with the time zone change.
A big difference.
So what was that difference?
Yeah, it was about eight or 9 hours because you all here did daylight savings time and we did not. So it was either eight or nine, depending on, whatever. But yeah, but it worked out based on the shift that I was working and things like that. Actually, it did work out versus if on my shift over there, I was on a different shift, I probably wouldn't have gotten to talk quite as much. So for me, it worked out well. For others, they may have had a different experience. But the technology availability over there is different. We have ways to get that internet accessibility. So sometimes it's high traffic and not so great. And sometimes,
it's really slow.
Yeah,
right?
And sometimes at 3 a.m. everyone is sleeping and I just can't tell if I just have my own satellite or what, So, but Yeah, it was good. It was good. And that worked especially well in September when we welcomed our new daughter, Brinley.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, I did not get to come home. I made it. So left in May and made it back in May.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, May 28th to May 30th. And so daughter was born in September. So she was about 9 months old when I met her. She was just a couple days shy of 9 months
old.
Yep.
How was that?
It was
pretty
tough.
Remarkable, wasn't it? To get to meet her and to.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. And I'm so fortunate that she's a little petite girl, because it really made me feel like, oh, I still have a baby to hold on to and meet and things like that, you know, versus.
Yeah.
If she was a little chunker, I'd be like, oh, man, yeah. You're a toddler.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's been great. She's cute. She's great. She treats us well. Yeah. And thankfully, I was kind of worried, because Colson as a baby was a dream. He was about as good of a baby as you could have. And so I was thinking to myself, and I don't know if I
not
really
gonna
said
be that
it out
lucky
loud.
Again, huh?
Yeah, but I said, man, I don't know if Brinley's going to be a good baby, and Colson might be in his terrible twos, you know? And
yeah.
I thought, oh, Shelby's going to be in for a rough ride while I'm gone. But fortunately, he was as good as a two-year-old can be.
Yeah.
And Brinley was great. So worked
very
out
cool.
well for
well,
mom.
And you guys had a lot of support back home,
yes.
too, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
So, and again, if you can't talk about something, perfectly fine. But was it what – did you have an idea what you're going to be doing going in? And was it what you thought it would be? Or did it change through – the course of your deployment?
Yeah, yep. So I kind of knew what my job over there would be. And so we didn't, you know, a lot of stuff is on the job training. You know, we have our background training. We kind of know, and sort of just in general, training is just be flexible and be adaptive,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it is, I will say at the same time, it was what I thought, but also not what I expected, right?
Okay.
So, yeah. So it was interesting. It was a good time. And yeah, the job that we did over there was very different from what I expected, but it was a good experience, really
okay.
good experience.
Well,
so,
again, thank you. Nice to have you. Now, are you in the office every day now? You're back at it, regular schedule?
Yep, I am. So I'm there Monday through Friday, and plan to be that. Probably, you know, take a little bit of time off here and there, you know, but
sure.
yeah. In,
what?
In the,
what?
Yeah. Well, what? I was going to ask you here so you can't say no. But,
oh, there
yeah.
you go. Yeah. Right here, going to put it out there in front of everybody.
As long as we're making announcements this morning,
yeah.
just we'll go
yes.
ahead.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. He needs October 30th off, please.
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So like I said, I got back the very end of May, May 30th. And so I took time off, family spent time. So, yeah, we're all caught up, ready to get back to work, you know. So,
very cool.
And I will tell you, Aaron, Denise and I and everybody in the office are very proud to support him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I told him, I said, you take as much time as you want and need, because, like you said,
yeah.
I mean, we supported 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, Dan, we just were here to do it. And Marcus was off the one.
Yep.
Doing all
Absolutely.
Of those things that is just truly remarkable, in my opinion. So thank you again.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I think it's got to – I don't know. You probably won't get much work done today, I wouldn't think. I think you guys would be hanging out, having fun. And,
oh, yeah. No. Well, we're getting to work.
Say that. We got like 3 or 4 meetings today.
Yeah.
So
we got some meetings today. So
I just have fun while I'm working. So the work is the fun part, Aaron.
I got you.
We're just going to work as hard as we can and have a lot of fun while doing it.
I
so
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I don't know, Dan. This is a pretty – it's and all week, right? Ashley, you're here all week?
Yeah.
Until Thursday.
Through Thursday.
So, Dan, I guess if people want to reach out, they can go to milestonefinancialgroup.com.
Absolutely.
Make an appointment, but,
give us a call, like I said. And like I said, I encourage anybody that wants to see Ashley. Especially, I mean, Marcus is here for a while, you know, but Ashley will be here, like I said, 3 or 4 times a year. We kind of, that's our plan. Kind of quarterly was our original plan, but we know that's going to be flexible.
Yeah.
And we're going to work it around, you know, however we need to do. And like I said, then, you know, I especially going to be going out there some which I don't know what Ashley was, 6.5 hours.
Just about that. Depends how fast you drive.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty much interstate all the way right out there. So, I mean, you know, 6.5, I mean, that's like going to the Ozarks.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really not
that bad.
I mean, it's, yes, it's a ways, but it's not like.
Ashley's like, yeah. So.
Okay. It's not quite like the Ozarks once you get there, but I'm saying distance wise, it's kind of like going to the Ozarks.
Yeah.
So when is it official with the new office? September?
Yeah, so we don't have an official launch date yet. We're hoping be in there kind of around the 1st of September,
gotcha.
But then have like a grand opening, welcoming kind of around the 15th.
Gotcha.
None of these dates are set in stone yet.
But working on that.
That's
okay.
Yeah, we actually have a meeting today
okay.
to talk about that and to kind of try to make some look at the calendars and okay. make some plans but yeah, like I said, Aaron, you know, people kind of wonder, they don't see me as much in the background out there any, you know, as much. I mean, I do come into meetings still. I meet with people, but I'm in the background. But this is the kind of stuff I'm doing.
Yeah.
Behind the ground, you know, behind the scenes is helping put these kind of things together and kind of the business of the business. But you know, you can do that when you have a quality team like we have.
Yeah.
I mean, Denise and I talk about how blessed we are. I mean, and to have the youth that we have on our team, which I will tell you, if anybody's familiar with the financial services business, that is not the norm.
That's very atypical, isn't it?
It is. Because, I mean, ours, unfortunately, is an aging industry. And for us to have the amount of youth that we have in our firm in leadership-type positions is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge.
Yeah.
And it bids very well for them, you know. I mean, it's
sure.
to be able to do that. So.
All right. Ashley, anything else we need to be aware of? Ashley Franco.
Yeah.
Anything else? Exciting
drama,
stuff?
Yeah, just exciting
well,
stuff.
Well, I do know something. Yeah. She hasn't said a whole lot, that she does have the cutest baby in the world.
Yeah.
She tells us that Brindley, just about every time we're here.
Yeah. I'm a little biased. Brindley's pretty cute, but yeah. Aiden kind of takes the cake.
Did you see my grandson here? I'm just saying.
He's a cutie.
Precious.
Yeah. Yeah, so,
oh.
yeah. Marcus, anything else we need to touch on?
You know, I think we've covered it, but I will say just what was kind of new for me coming back also was the virtual meetings with Ashley. So just if folks have usually met with Ashley but maybe haven't met with her since she's been in Colorado, you know, I would just say don't be afraid of the Zoom, because what actually I didn't necessarily expect is it's not necessarily you in your living room on your computer trying to figure it out. You know, what we've been doing is clients can just come into the office and all sit in the meeting room with
sure.
them, and Ashley may lead the meeting and so on. So, you know, feel free if you've regularly talked to Ashley and have a meeting to catch up on or whatever, you know, just schedule a meeting with her, but come to our office and we'll have someone there to help you take copies, set up the Zoom for you. So yeah, it's about as seamless as it can be. I mean, really almost no change to the client. So I was really glad to see the way that they've set this up while I've been gone, because it works out really slick.
Very good.
Yeah, it does. And you know, the other thing too is, I tell you, with technology today, it's amazing. We use VoIP phones, which is voice over internet protocol phones.
Mm-hmm.
And why that's important is, you know, you can call our office and I can transfer a call to Ashley, like she's in the new room, in the next room,
yeah.
and she's actually will be in the bank in Colorado.
Yeah.
And you would never know that she isn't just down the hall.
It's pretty remarkable.
Oh, it's the technology is awesome. Yeah.
Works out well.
Yeah. Dan, wrap it up for us here.
All right. Well, again, thank you for having us. And like I said, we're just so pleased to have these guys back in the office and have the team. You know, have the gang all back together. It's
you
just
bet.
A great feeling.
Nice to see you all.
Yep. Thank you, Aaron.
Great to see you.
And I know you're going to enjoy your Monday today, so make it a great
there
day.
You go.
Nice
Thanks.
To see you all. It's been Dan Miller, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco with us this morning from Milestone Financial Group.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisors.